This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
People of Great Britain voting to exit the European Union, which is a bombshell. This is the big news today. They said they want to get out. Donald Trump, who backed them, he was on the winning side, said it was purely historic. Mm-hmm. And that flies in the face of what Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton both have said in the past, where they said they sided with the establishment of the United Kingdom and said that England should stay. But the people of England said, you know what, we want to get out.
And one of those individuals that wanted to stay in the EU is the former Prime Minister of England, Tony Blair, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was your reaction to David Cameron? We all woke up this morning and heard the news, because this happened overnight here for us in the U.S. And David Cameron, who is the current prime minister, or I guess was a few hours ago, still is, he said he was going to resign because he was not in support of this. Was that a good decision to do that so quickly?
Well, I feel at a personal level sorry for him, but I'm most of all sorry for the country, obviously, because I think this result has huge implications for us economically and politically. I mean, I don't really know whether this was the right thing to do for him right now, but he will in any event stay probably until October, so it at least allows us to take some time with him still as Prime Minister, which I think is important, so that we reflect on the result and we reflect on the consequences of it, and we see how we can stabilise our country and how we can then engage in what will be a very, very difficult negotiation with the rest of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Blair, the analysis today is going to be about the parallels between what's happening in the United States and what has happened in Europe and what is happening in Great Britain as well. And you've got to admit, the people of England, Donald Trump is just concluding his comments over there. His son Eric now taking to the podium, going to talk a little more about that particular resort there in Scotland. Mr. Prime Minister, the people, a majority in your country, they're just sick of the EU. They don't like the way it's been going, and they said, we can do it better on our own.
Yep, and you know, we've got to accept the result that the people have delivered. And when you have a referendum like this, then, you know, you do indeed make momentous decisions. But we've got to understand that, as you can see from the reaction on the financial markets and with our own currency today, we have growing trading relationships with Europe over 40 years. It was the policy of successive governments, Margaret Thatcher's, John Major's, my own, Gordon Brown's, David Cameron's, to stay inside Europe because we believe that in the end, economically and politically for us, it's important. Once we separate ourselves out, then that's going to be very difficult. But yes, you're right, you know, particularly on the issue of immigration, there was a huge amount of anxiety and concern about that. I personally don't think we will deal with that concern by leaving Europe, but undoubtedly it was a popular revolt against the those who've taken this common position across the political spectrum for many years.
Mr. Prime Minister, you're not leaving Europe. You're still part of the continent. You're just making it, they will make it tougher to get into the country. You've got a border again. That's what people in the United States are angry about.
Yeah, but you know, we weren't actually part of the full arrangements within Europe in any event. What you did have within Europe is the free movement of people. Of course, that goes both ways. But, and I understand the anxieties that people have, although the fact that we've got Eastern Europe anchored in the European Union today, particularly when you look at what's happening with Russia, is in my view a good thing. The important thing, however, to understand about our economic situation is that now half of the goods and services that we create go into that European market. So if we want access back into that market, we're going to have to negotiate the terms, and we've got to negotiate them And each of those 27 countries, their government, their parliaments got to agree those terms, and the European Parliament. So I'm not ignoring the vote, but people shouldn't ignore the consequences are going to be quite big.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Hey. Well, hello, America. Welcome. Good morning to you. Bill Martinez here at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to let me know. Hey, we're right on, we're right off. You got something to contend with, and by all means, send me an email, drop me a line, bill@billmartinezlive.com. It's time for the one and only Megan Barth, fresh from the Hawaiian Islands. She's all tanned up and everything. Founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. I hope and pray that Hawaii was a very relaxing, rejuvenating experience for you, Megan. See, so relaxing and so rejuvenating that she's breathless and she can't even talk about it.
That's right. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, welcome home. Hey, boy, I'll tell you, so much has been happening, and I'm sure it was hard to probably stay away from the news, because even when I'm in Hawaii, I got to stay on top of what's going on, and it has been an absolute field day, and especially in light of yesterday's vote in England about Brexit, which I think is a real huge door opener and could have deeper implications than some are realizing in terms of its influence here in the West.
Yeah, absolutely. What a huge victory for the UK and the whole Leave movement, vote Leave, Brexit. And, you know, it reminded me, Bill, of what California actually tried to do and may have been successful. I don't know if you recall, but California had just missed a referendum to be put on the ballot for the state of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And what this idea was basically six large counties in Northern California wanted to basically secede from California because California is run really by LA and San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And they had gathered enough signatures to do so, to put it forth on a referendum on the ballot, but Kamala Harris, being the fascist that she is, found a technicality and removed it. And you even see Greg Abbott in Texas maybe talking about Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So what this really says to this country as well as the rest of the world is that again, socialism doesn't work. John Maynard Keynes should remain buried, mm-hmm. and his philosophies shouldn't be put forth as an economic model. What happened was you have basically collectivism falling flat on its face and allowing the country, much like our state, to act autonomously, to have their own currency, to balance their own budget, and to stop trying to take care of the rest of the EU, much mm-hmm. like Germany, much like Greece, and return to posterity.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, Megan, this has been going on for a long time in terms of the evidence. We've had a great experiment throughout this country from sea to shining sea, as some have, you know, delved into socialism or some derivative thereof. California, case in point, New York, the other one. So the two bookends there. And it is amazing to me because you look out over the landscape and you see all these other states, Texas for one, and other Republican-led, you know, states that are being very successful. And what is the difference? You know, ones that are more true to the U.S. Constitution, God forbid, you know, in terms of balancing their budget and being responsive to their people, have enjoyed some success. They're not in such budget free falls as they are like in California and, you know, and in other states. So I don't know what the confusion is with the people, or is it just that the people have been so conditioned for so long by the Democrats to accept handouts and entitlements that they figure there's no other way. So they do reflect certain parts of Europe to that end.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also see Illinois in the same type of situation as California. You know, on the front page of Drudge yesterday, again, an article on California about the mass exodus of people fleeing the state because it's gotten so expensive and because it has been overrun with the entitlement mentality, whereby they are now importing or creating more people in the wagon than are pulling the wagon.
Exactly.
And so those that are pulling the wagon are tired, they're sore, and they're packing up and they're leaving. And that's the great thing about money. It gives you mobility. It might not buy you happiness, but it sure allows you to move and get the heck out of there, like I did.
Well, Megan, a couple of years, and I did the same thing. I mean, both of us were from California. You go to Nevada. Yeah. I'm in Florida, you know, most of the time. You know, the state said, hey, we don't want you here. We said, okay, we can take a hint. So we took off.
And that's what happened. Yeah.
Well, I just want to finish this one thought. Was in Illinois. You mentioned them a couple of years ago, if you remember, that tax that all of a sudden, you know, just came upon the people. It was amazing because I was associated with a major broadcasting organization at the time, and you could hear the pain coming out of Illinois loud and clear when the people opened up their checks and suddenly saw this incredible, you know, tax that hit them. I mean, it wasn't any kind of warning. It just, boom, hit them. And I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was a double-digit tax. And when everybody else around the country had been trying to figure out, hey, what do we do? You know, we got to tighten up our belts a little bit. We're cutting back 10%. They've been doing this for a couple of years because this economy continues to languish, as we know, regardless of what somebody wants to talk about in their alternate universe, because the real life, what happens is everybody is getting less. And they're doing, you know, the best they can with less. And that's been the story of this administration. So anyway, suddenly, you know, these people and you know, the CFO of the company sent a note in each of those paychecks and just saying, hey, I'm sorry, this is what your state has done. You know, this isn't, you know, anything that we've done. You know, they've demanded that we take out additional tax for you. And so, I mean, suddenly, boom, no warning, nothing. They just got hit right square between the eyes. A lot of pain there.
Well, and yeah, that's why the governor was booted and replaced with a Republican governor, and they had not balanced a budget in I don't even know how long. I think it was decades. And you have Illinois operating much like California, operating much like D.C., whereby they keep increasing the unfunded liabilities, especially in pensions, and they believe they can keep going back to the taxpayer and getting more, either through tax increases on income, either on tax increases on property taxes, or even increases in fees. You know, we would flip houses in California at one time, and our fees just for pulling a permit went from $2,000 to pull one permit to $12,000.
Wow.
And that was just in a short 3 years. And this is what the Democrats do. They will give hidden taxes in order to pad the coffers for the unfunded pension liabilities. The money never goes to the children. It never goes to education. It goes to the pension.
Well, they have to keep up with it. I mean, they and this is what Scott Walker found out. You know, that that was a huge elephant in the room. And it's like, hey, look, we've got to tackle the major problem. And look what he experienced. it wasn't an easy kumbaya moment. It wasn't one of those, you know, like A.G. Lynch would say, all about love kind of moment, you know, to say the least.
Well, not when you're dealing with the left.
No, not at all.
Not when you're dealing with the violent left.
And we've got Megan Barth with us. More from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, thank you for joining us online. Even Red State Talk Radio, cable radio, digital network. We have a plethora of affiliates, a brand new affiliate that just joined us out of Kentucky, and we'll be talking more about that in the coming days. And, of course, via shortwave, over 280 affiliates. We're just all over the place, and thank you so much for spreading the good word and telling your local station, hey, look, at you need to get Martinez in your lineup because he is the fastest-growing syndicated radio talk show. And I tell you, I don't know of Megan Barth. I don't know of another outlet that pursues the truth as hard as we do because, you know, that's what it's all about. If we're going to make a choice and decisions on our lives and, our form of government, we ought to do it based on the truth and not on emotion, don't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad that you brought that up because I was actually talking about this yesterday on a different show that the people in this country, as well as anywhere really you look, demand the truth, want the truth, and can handle the truth. And that's why Trump has risen so rapidly and why he beat 16 other contenders for the nomination. He was raw, he was unadulterated, and he was honest and truthful and brutal and brutally honest. And, you know, you look at Brexit and you say the people finally stood up against their out-of-control government thanks to David Cameron for putting it on the ballot and allowing the vote. And the same goes here. You know, this is a great harbinger of what perhaps could happen in this country
as
having such a dynamic change.
Exactly.
You know, it really paves the way and kind of is, like I said, the harbinger of things that could come for our country because Donald Trump, make America great again. You know, who doesn't want to do that except for the violent left? And while I was gone, the assassination on Trump is directly related to the left's rhetoric. You know, they constantly want to point the finger at the right or at Trump and say that he is, you know, inciting violence. Well, he's not, actually. And the left and the mob in the left is inherently violent, and they attack often violently. Right. And so it was just a very unfortunate that you had another illegal immigrant here in this country on an expired visa, one of a half a million expired visas that remain in this country, who resorted to violent means. Or potential violent means to silence opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look down at Orlando, and again, this administration wanted to hide the truth. They wanted to redact the statement made by the Islamic terrorist so they would not have to equate Islam with terror again. And this is why we keep losing in the war on terror or the overseas contingency operations or whatever this administration wants to call it. You know, if Fort Hood was workplace violence, then what was Orlando? Gay nightclub violence?
Yeah, exactly.
Was Boston Marathon violence?
No, the alternate universe that they live in, Megan, is astounding. I mean, what the president is finding more and more, even though he was riding a high approval rate, I would dare say that these approval ratings, if they don't juice them, are going to take a huge dip over these, just this past week, because, as you suggest, the left is desperate. They see they're losing grip because they look behind and the parade that they once had is thinning out.
Well, that's right. And then all you have to do is look over to the UK. And, you know, the UK really voted on Brexit due to the immigration.
Yes.
They wanted to preserve their culture. And there's nothing wrong with that. And Donald Trump is exactly right. When you are importing immigrants who come from Sharia countries, it is a violation of their belief to assimilate to Western culture or any other culture outside of what Sharia allows.
Exactly.
So, you know, this is a very important point. If we keep importing people from Sharia countries, they have no idea about our culture, nor do they want to accept our culture. Yeah, this lack of assimilation is what happened in Europe, especially the UK. You have Sharia courts now, I think 8 different courts in the UK. Mm-hmm. There even was an attempt to put a Sharia court in Irving, Texas, which thankfully was voted down 4-3. You know, Sharia and our Constitution cannot coexist.
Yeah, they're antithetical. How do you make it work, you know?
That's correct. And so I think that this Brexit is really just a boost for the Trump campaign, and he just happens to be over in Scotland, and now they're talking about maybe Scotland is next. But, you know, you think back, Bill, and I traveled to Europe before the euro was implemented, and I remember using all different sorts of currencies, and everyone seemed to just be doing fine. You know,
right. Exactly.
But
you
no,
could still buy stuff. You could still buy your dinner, and it worked out fine.
Right.
I know.
Yeah,
I did the same thing.
I was using drachmas, and I was using lira, and I was using pound, and, yeah, it was kind of a pain in the butt to get your currency changed,
right.
But it worked for each country because they could keep control of their own budgets and their own currency. But then you look at the EU when it was established in, what, 74, I believe. Mm. France hasn't balanced the budget since 1973, and that was part of the EU arrangement that every country that participated in the EU had to balance their budget. Well, of course they don't.
Right.
And there's no one watching the hen house, right? Only the foxes are basically watching the hen house.
Well, yeah, exactly, and they're having their way. What did you think of Cameron? Cameron kind of looked at this as kind of a vote of no confidence, and he resigned.
Very good. I understand he's not very popular, nor would I consider him very conservative. And he's one of the many leaders in the EU, and much like on the left here, that choose diversity over safety.
Yes. Well, and that's what's happening. I mean, here it is, you know, in the United States, and one of your latest articles about the left, their choice is gay over, is it gay or Islam? I mean, and this is interesting right now. This is an interesting, perplexing situation because the left is not sure what to do with this, are they? I mean, I find it quite comedic.
Right. Well, my latest article on ReaganBaby.com is Love is Love Unless You're a Gay Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly right. Hillary Clinton has taken hundreds of millions of dollars from despotic regimes who execute gays on a daily basis and subjugate women. Part of Sharia law, which is practiced in at least 10 countries, with 1 billion people, execute gays on a daily basis because homosexuality is against the law and against their religion.
Yes.
And so the left is in a quandary. She cannot be the LGBT champion if she's taking hundreds of millions of dollars from these types of regimes. And nor can the left be the LGBT champions if they are going to side with Islam before they side with the gay community, especially when they come out immediately and talk about gun control instead of terrorism. The gay community is smarter than that.
Mm-hmm.
You saw a huge surge in the LGBT community of going out and getting trained and armed after Orlando. And this
exactly.
is exactly what needs to happen and what will continue to happen should we keep importing the people who truly cannot coexist alongside of us and have every motivation to wipe us out and terrorize us, which has happened time and time and time again under this administration.
Well, it seems that Europe is starting to get it. They understand when somebody says, look, we want to come over and take over your country. They're listening. I think Brexit said so loud and clear here in the United States. We're still processing. And dare I say, less and less people are confused over this issue. They're starting to understand it, that it is a clear and present danger. And they're beginning to react, and thus, to your point, is the popularity of one Donald J. Trump. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, as always, great to have you along with us. Have yourself a great, safe weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you next Friday.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Summer is here, so if you want to get out of town and you're up for a road trip or want to try something new, just pick a spot on the map. Don't forget to pack snacks in bulk, fuel up the car, and get ready to hit the road for a big trip on a smart budget with these tips.
Living in the South, we're lucky to live near beautiful backcountry roads. For summer weekend getaways, we like to stop by the nearest grocery store to load up on snacks, hop in the car, and explore the open road with our favorite music on the radio.
To make our summer road trip budget go further, we fill up at gas stations far away from freeways for better prices. Our best road trip tool is our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card that allows us to earn 3% cash back on gas and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs on the first $2,500 in combined purchases. Plus, we earn 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. So much happening around your world to keep you up to date, but it's also time to, once in a while, you just gotta take a break and deal with life. And of course, as we continue to deal with, the ramifications and the whole situation of what happened in Orlando, let us not forget the families, the suffering that continues. I mean, it is, sometimes that can get lost in the debate over, how to solve this problem. I understand the ambitions of, politicians typically say, let's do something about this so that it will never happen again. Not that I'm being a skeptic. We just have to deal with our humanity. And our next guest is doing that very effectively. He's coming alongside the human aspect of our beingness and bringing some, if I might say, some soothing, healing music, to this whole situation. Trey Edwards is with us. He's a country music artist that you know. And his response to the Orlando tragedies and terror attack is through his music. And Trey Edwards, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, buddy. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Of course, Trey first stepped into the spotlight with his 2013 debut album, I Believed, and then followed up in 2015 with the Voices Project, which he co-produced, featuring performances not only by himself, but as well as Larry Gatlin, the Gatlin Brothers, Oak Ridge Boys, Michael English, and American Idol's Bo Bice. I mean, what a fun career, that you've enjoyed, and it's been quite stellar, Trey, and congratulations. A lot of people think that, things like this that happen, for celebrities and for artists like you, that it happens overnight, but it's a lifetime project, isn't it?
Man, it definitely is, and it takes a lot of being consistent and a lot of friends behind you and great companies behind you trying to help us all to touch hearts and change lives.
Well, to that point of touching hearts, you were motivated to, and I say motivated and inspired, let me add that, to write a song about the Orlando tragedies, to bring some voice to a rather confusing situation, because when you have an attack like this, you know, there's a time and season, as we've learned in life, for every aspect and impact of things like this. But just as important as any one of the steps is a time for grieving and putting it in perspective. And I think you did so very effectively with this song.
Well, man, let me tell you how this thing actually took place. I was actually just one of the co-writers, and I produced the song. But this song started back almost 4 years ago.
Really?
And it wasn't I wasn't even in the picture. I had a client of mine that brought me the song, and she was actually co-writing it with another young artist whose name was Olivia Bay. She was 11 years old when she first started writing some of the songs. So these two people started the song. Olivia wrote the first line to the song, which says, if we would have known, we'd never left home.
Mm-hmm.
And how the song got to me, they brought it to me it's been, man, less than a month ago.
Right.
And we started working on the song because I saw a bigger vision to the song than kind of what I was reading, because the song had great meaning to it. But I've seen the same scenario could have been if you, let's just say your 16-year-old daughter gets her first car for the first time, and you give the keys to her, and she drives out of the driveway, and she never makes it back to the house.
Exactly.
You know, just all of those kind of scenarios is what how the words related to me. So, man, the night that I finished mastering the song, I finished mixing and I was mastering it the night that I was mastering it, a buddy of mine called me and said, "Man, are you watching the news?" I said, "No, what's going on?" He said, "You need to turn on the news."
Mm-hmm.
So watching the news, I was watching Fox News, and Greta was interviewing a guy, one of the guys that was a survivor to the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Man, my buddy was in there. My buddy got killed." And he said, "If we would have ever known this was going to happen, we would have never left home."
Wow.
So he quoted a verse from the, you know, from the song.
From the song, exactly.
Yeah. So this is one of those deals where, you know, a lot of artists will take a topic and write a song around it, and it's because it's something that happened that relates to the song. Well, this was like a preordained or predestined song that was written before the scenario. And so that's one reason why, man, I think it's been so big and influenced so many people, is it was, you know, it was thought of, a thought process before the event ever took place.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So I was just blessed to be able to be a part of it, and we actually released it way earlier than we wanted to, because it was going to be a part of my Hope project, which is some other songs that I'm working on, and it fit in that cluster of songs perfectly. But with the incident in Orlando, we released it early and had a lot of folks that helped us get it out early. Man, we were on every digital outlet within 48 hours, which is unheard of.
Exactly.
You know, it just doesn't happen.
Well, and we're gonna play a piece of it in just a moment, but you know, I want you to tell the audience, Trey, how they can download it and access this song.
That'd be great. If they will go to loveguideusthrough.com, they can find everything they need. We've got the press release there. We've got the songs that they can play. They've got the download links, and it also will direct them to my official website, which is TreyEdwards.com, and that's TreyEdwards.com.
Well, Trey, you know, I cannot thank you enough. I know that the people are going to be greatly blessed, and it's really special to know the background of this story, that you have an 11-year-old girl who starts the lyrics, and here you are, you know, finishing it up. You know, the night that this terrorist attack had taken place. I mean, all this stuff, as you say, you know, you can't help but feel maybe God's hand is all over this at the same time, right?
Exactly.
Well, country music artist Trey Edwards responding to the Orlando tragedies and the terror attack with this new single, and we're going to play it as we go out. Trey Edwards, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, sir. Very big blessing.
You'd never left home. Then today your name would not be written in stone. It was just an average day like any other. We didn't know it was the last time that we would see each other. It was the day.
Search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Summer is here, so if you want to get out of town and you're up for a road trip or want to try something new, just pick a spot on the map. Don't forget to pack snacks in bulk, fuel up the car, and get ready to hit the road for a big trip on a smart budget with these tips.
Living in the South, we're lucky to live near beautiful backcountry roads. For summer weekend getaways, we like to stop by the nearest grocery store to load up on snacks, hop in the car, and explore the open road with our favorite music on the radio.
To make our summer road trip budget go further, we fill up at gas stations far away from freeways for better prices. Our best road trip tool is our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card that allows us to earn 3% cash back on gas and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs on the first $2,500 in combined purchases. Plus, we earn 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Well, all you have to remember is just a few words. If I help you, maybe they'll come back to you.
All right.
Say hello.
Hello.
No, the Spanish, how are you going to greet them when they get here?
Oh, bonus die.
No, it's not quite that. It's not buenos dias. Buenos dias.
Oh, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
That's it. Oh, but you can't use it now anyway because it's night outside. You gotta say noches.
Noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
That's right. Good. How are you?
Fine. I'm a little nervous.
In Spanish, how are you?
Oh, how are you? How are you? Now, don't tell me.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, it is time for Lolo the Lucy Girl. This is why we have fun. We go back. You know, Lauren, this is you and me in L.A. when we were together. I mean, this is why
exactly
I had to laugh.
The way things were.
Hey, you know, and this is why we're here having fun and, you know, not only talking about real life issues, because that's what it's all about. At the top of the list, of course, we continue to pray for your nephew, Will. You know, I signed on to his Caring Bridge the other night, and, you know, I am so grateful for Caring Bridge that they have that available so that they can keep the families informed. You know, let our family of listeners know what's going on with nephew Will, if you don't mind.
Well, I guess it was about a week and a half ago. He is, I believe Will's 24. He's a stockbroker in Huntsville, Alabama, just an exemplary man. I'm not just saying that because he's my nephew. He's just one of those people that when you meet him, you're totally in his world at that moment. He's completely focused on you. He's just got a strong character, loves the Lord, people-oriented, friendly. Like even my dad that's 86 would go, he's the nicest young man. You know, that's the way you feel when you walk away from being with him. Mm. And he was longboarding. And all the kids had to correct me because I was saying skateboard, and they're like, Aunt Lauren, dude, it's longboard. I'm like, sorry. Longboards are really long, not as long as a surfboard, but way longer
than a traditional skateboard. Yes, exactly.
Exactly, and that's kind of a cool, I think, hip new sport. And he's very athletic. And he and his friend were, you know, just out longboarding, and I think they were jumping and things. And he got on a hill that was a little too steep, and got going too fast, and took a spill. And from what we can tell, it looks like he might have hit the back of his head, and then came forward and hit the front of his head. And you know, it's like with our brains and our skulls, there's not a lot of room in there. You know, it's packed tight, and if you have any swelling, it can cause issues. And so he is, he was battling for his life. I mean, now I feel like prayerfully we're past that point. He is in a medically induced coma because they want his brain to rest. No activity. Like when you go in the room, which we have not been in the room, only his parents have, no talking, no noise. They just want him completely resting. And there'll be setbacks. You know, he had some pneumonia, and then he'll be, you know, the next day will be a good day. And his family, his parents are dynamic people, and they're just praying to. The concern now that we need prayers for is that his brain will recuperate and he won't have extensive brain damage.
Right. Well, one of the things that I shared on his guest page was something that I got from a pastor friend of mine, because I've always talked about the word peace. And there was, you know, when you and I first got the news about Will, you know, I prayed that God's peace would surround him and his family. And my understanding of God's peace was one that there's no loose ends. Everything is reasoned, it's rhymed for, it's just, it's, you know, God's perfectly sovereign, he's in control. But a pastor friend of mine said, let me give you the Jewish perspective from the cultural understanding of what peace means. It means nothing missing, nothing broken. And wow, is that so appropriate for Will, that there would be nothing missing, you know, that everything would all come back together and nothing broken, all, you know, fully healed, because that's the way God does things, right? And so I just thought that
And he does it better. He does it better, though, you know, in addition to fixing it, when he repairs a broken bone or something broken in our hearts, it's stronger after the breaking process.
Exactly. And this thing, you know, it, the relevance, not only to Will, but to the family members, you know, you, Lauren, as a, you know, as an aunt to Will and his mother, you know, and his family and what his father's going through. I mean, you know, you just come alongside, you know, like you sometimes you have those moments in life where, you know, you don't have to say anything. You just got to just come alongside and just be there. Right.
Well, and that's what I told his mom, Patty. I said, you know what's so cool about social media, which can be a drawback, because we do need to unplug, but the positive part is in moments, thousands of people are praying, and they mean it. And the Word of God says, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Prayers make a difference. And she just had tears flowing. She said, please tell people thank you and tell them we are believing God for a miracle. And that's what we've been standing on. And yesterday with my husband, Robin, We're leaving for China in a week to adopt our little boy, and I was like, "Honey, are you okay? You don't really seem like yourself." And he said, "I'm just Will's on my heart."
Yeah.
So
exactly.
You know, that's just kind of, you know, something that is you know, over us and we're thinking about constantly. But I tell you what, when you can pray about it and know that God is sovereign, it makes such a difference when we're going through these difficult times.
And that's what happens in life. What Robin said is that sometimes it just comes over you like a wave.
There's
certain issues that come in. You know, right now Will is heavy on our hearts, and it comes and it goes, and you remember and you pray and you thank God that you thank God, you know, for the reminder that yes, you know, we need to, you know, bring him before the Father and you know, let the Father do his glorifying thing that he does so perfectly, right?
And I told his mom, I said, you know, I know him well enough to know that he would say, if something amazing is going to come out of it, it's worth it. If something beautiful is going to come out of this, if one person's life is going to be touched because of this, it is worth it. And that's where you have to get an eternal perspective in these situations and go, you know, God is doing something greater in it. And there are tragedies that happen all the time, you know, like with the whole nation, we were talking about the tragedy with the child, the alligator, and how, you know, something beautiful come out of that. How can something beautiful come out of something so devastating? But that's the way the Lord works in a fallen world. That is our shalom. That is our hope and our peace, is knowing that he is doing something amazing, but it might be something eternally that we don't see here today and now, but we can trust that. He's not going to allow it if something greater is not going to come from it. He's just not going to.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing, you know, and you and I were going to talk about this a couple of weeks ago with what happened there with this young boy and, you know, the family. And again, that's one of those moments, again, you just come alongside them. You know, what can you say? What do you say to the dad who one moment had the hand of that child and in seconds that child is gone and he's gone? You know, my heart breaks for him and what he must be going through, what the mom, you know, must be going through, and the rest of the, you know, family members.
Well, and second guessing yourself, that's what you do. You know, how could we, why were we there? What could we have done differently? You replay it in your mind over and over. And I heard someone say, man, if I had been that child's parents, I'd be thinking, does God just hate me? And I said, no, we can't look at it that way. You know, we have to look at it differently, because it is a fallen world, And, you know, yes, God allows and controls everything, but, you know, there's always something amazing up to it. And when we see our loved ones in glory again, it's going to be like no time passed. That doesn't necessarily help the pain here, right. I think, but it does give us a little bit of a balm. It's called the balm of Gilead.
Exactly.
You know, over our hearts at that time. But also, you know, what it made me stop and think is, go, we have just got to be watching all the time and so careful. Not that you live, you know, in a state of paranoia, but to really be guarded and really be watching all the time. That's important, especially with your children.
Exactly. You can't necessarily go in and then all of a sudden say, well, there wasn't a sign there or whatever. There has to be some situational awareness, again, because of the times in which we live in. I mean, evil seems to be running rampant in light of what's going on and, you know, what's happened in Orlando, what's happened in other areas that have taken place. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lauren, this could have been pretty crazy. I mean, you know, speaking of Los Angeles, where we lived, you know, at not that long ago, I mean, they stopped that one guy. He was loaded up. He was on his way to, you know, their annual gay parade deal, and he was all gunned up and ammoed up. And he was ready to cause all kinds of devastation. So, but for the grace of God and those policemen stopping him, this could have been, you know, a most incredible day. Could you imagine the linkage if you had Orlando and you had Los Angeles? I mean, this could have been absolutely crazy. But all to your point, and what I appreciate, you know, about the father can deal with the question is, you know, God, do you hate me? And I think that's a real question that you ask sometimes when, you know, things go bad is you go, you know, God, where are you? And
what did I do to deserve this?
Right. Exactly. I mean, you know, because these are all part of the sum and total of who we are. You know, some of that emotion. Yes, sometimes it may take a minute to get to that point to, you know, to have that Job moment that say, look at, you know, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, I am not going to curse God. I'm going to trust in him. I mean, he was there during the good times. And I know he's going to be there during the bad times, and that's what I'm going to hang on to. But, you know, it's a process that you go through. And God can handle that question. You know, God can handle that question and says, you know, God, what did I do to upset you?
Well, and to come to a place of trust with him that you can say, and I've had to learn this the hard way, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, yeah. I trust you.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, there was a point in my life when I got to that prayer, I had to tell God, I had to be real and say, God, I don't want to pray that. I've had enough of your kingdom right now. You know, I just been beat up for a while, and it took me a while. It was a number of months. I got to tell you, Lauren, it stopped me in my tracks. I had a hard time praying that part.
It's very hard to pray that, but that's when you've come to a place of loving him and trusting him.
Yeah.
There's no sweeter place to be when you can say, I know that you're on my side, and what you have in store is what's best.
Well, look, be safe in your travels to China. We're so excited to have another addition as you go to China to bring back your young son. We're really excited for you and Rob. And Lord bless you. We'll continue to pray for Will as well. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, yes, living life with Lauren on Bill Martinez Live. You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Youngevity, that's 855-305-8326.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.